Hi, in today's podcast we're going to be looking at an overview of Java. Java is a programming language which is grown in popularity over the number of years it's been running for. A lot of companies still use Java, a lot of applications are written in Java, and Java is spread across many different platforms, for example mobile phones, web-based, enterprise-based, desktop-based, and you can find them on almost every operating system: Mac, Windows, Linux, and things like that. So Java being very popular means that it's quite big and a little bit complicated for the first time user. So what I'm going to do is give you a bit of an overview of how Java works, so you get a bit of a more understanding for when you start actually programming in it. Java requires you to have something known as the JRE, or the Java Runtime Environment. The JRE essentially is just a single program and a bunch of libraries to go with it. The program is called the Java Virtual Machine. So this Java Virtual Machine is needed to run Java programs. And the reason why we need it is because Java is quite unique in languages, is that when you make a program in Java, it means that that program can then run on any operating system you want to. Now, normal programs written in, say, C++ cannot do that. So if I write a program in C++ for Windows, I then would not be able to run it on my mobile phone, for example. And I certainly wouldn't be able to run it in Linux or on the Mac without doing some other stuff to it. So obviously Java has a bit of a heads up and advantage over other languages. So the Java runtime environment has to be installed on your computer in order to run Java code. The Java Virtual Machine is actually an interpreter. It interprets Java code. So although you do compile Java, it doesn't actually compile it into machine code. And for those of you who've forgotten or don't know, machine code is the bare nuts and bolts of a computer. So a computer reads machine code in order to run programs. So all programs are written in machine code. So Java doesn't create machine code. The virtual machine creates machine code. What Java creates is something known as bytecode, and it's kind of like an intermediate representation of your program. Bytecode can then be interpreted by the virtual machine in order to run it on any different operating system you can think of. So for example, if I compiled a program into bytecode, I could then run it on Linux and on Windows without having to do anything special with it at all. So you need the virtual machine in order to run Java. To develop in Java, you need something known as the JDK, or the Java Development Kit. The JDK is downloadable from the Sun website. So if you log on to java.sun.com, you'll be able to download it. Now, there's lots of different versions of Java on that website, and for the first time user, you might look in and go, "What the hell?" Let me try and shed some light. The JDK is the standard edition. Okay, so if you go for the standard edition of Java, then you're not going to go too far wrong. There is other versions like the Enterprise Edition, which is aimed more at business, and you've got things like the Mobile Edition of Java, which is aimed more for mobile devices. So you want to download the JDK. You can also download NetBeans. Now, NetBeans is what's known as an integrated development environment, or an IDE. Essentially, if you download the JDK, then you're going to have to compile and write Java in a combination of maybe Notepad or Nano or Kate or whatever program you use to write text files in, and then you'd have to use the command lines in order to compile them. NetBeans is a graphical user interface to Java, which means that you can be a bit more graphical, and it's a little bit easier for, certainly for the novice user. Big advantage of IDEs is, certainly in my opinion, is that you can debug them. But obviously, that will come a bit later when we start actually doing some coding. Java has some particular rules and some ideas which you need to get across. Okay, I'll just move on to those now. Okay. First of all, Java source files or source code must have a .java file extension, and they must have the exact same file name as the class that they represent. Java must also be stored in correct folders. So the folder that a Java file is stored in must correspond to the name of the package. Now, that might not make much sense at this point, but hopefully later on it will do. Okay, what I want you to get across at this point is the name of the class, name of the Java file, also the folder that it's in, is very important. So if you start moving things around or renaming things, don't be too surprised if things stop working. A class file is the bytecode of the source code. So when you compile Java, it creates bytecode and it saves it into this class file. Okay, so if you're going to just run a Java program, you just end up with the class files and not the source files. Okay, so to sum up what we've looked at today, Java is compiled and interpreted language, and you need to have the virtual machine installed in order to run Java code. You need to install the JDK in order to do any development with it, and you can download that from java.sun.com. You need to get the standard edition of Java and not the enterprise edition. When you compile Java, you will compile it into something known as bytecode, and bytecode is saved in a class file. To run Java, you need to run it using the JRE, or the Java Runtime Environment, and a computer must have that installed in order to run the code. Finally, class files must have the same file name as its class, and files must be stored in the folder named after its package. So hopefully this is give you a better idea of Java and a bit more about it, and the next one we'll start looking at how to set up Java and a bit more detail on how it works. Till next time, this is Mr. H signing off.